Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Trent has been up and about the house for hours, waiting for Peggy to awaken. Peggy seemed very tired when they got in for the dance last night, and Carter realizes that she probably needs a good rest after the strain of a long trip and meeting so many new people. However, as the morning drags on without any sign of Peggy, he decides to consult his mother.
Mother, it's time you're up. May I come in?
Oh, yes, Carter, I'm up. Come in, dear. Well, good morning. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, Mother. Do you know if Peggy's up yet?
No, Carter, no, I don't know. I haven't disturbed her because I thought she'd probably want to sleep late. But I don't think she's even rung for her breakfast.
Yeah, well, I guess it would be all right to call her now, wouldn't it?
Oh, Carter, let her sleep a while. I imagine she's tired out. She had that long trip to Meltonwood. And then you went to the party last night, remember?
Oh, sure, but we came home before midnight, and I've been up for 2 hours. Hey, Mother, isn't it marvelous Peggy visiting here?
Oh, yes. Yes, dear. Your father and I are so happy for your sake that she decided to come.
Yes, I never knew what it was like to be happy before. See what being in love with a girl like Peggy does for your son? Mother, you don't know how it's changed me. You don't know what it's given me to look forward to.
Uh-oh. Well, Carter, tell me about the party last night. How was it?
Well, it was all right, I guess. I don't think Peggy enjoyed it very much.
Oh?
Lots of the fellows cut in on her. Of course, she's so darn good looking, you know, but she was sort of upset about her dress.
Well, of course, I did offer her one of mine.
I know she appreciated that, Mother, but, well, I thought she looked very nice in the dress she had on. Honestly, Mother, don't you think she's the prettiest girl you ever saw?
Yes, dear. Yes, I think she's lovely looking. I think she's a very sweet girl.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Mother. You know, she doesn't put her best foot forward here. She's so quiet. Whereas, well, at home she's really full of vitality. But I guess anybody's style would be cramped if she had to meet a lot of people she'd never met before.
Well, of course. And you say your friends liked Peggy.
Why, sure. I guess so. I know all the men did. I didn't have a chance to talk to any of the girls, but I guess they liked her, too. How could anybody help but be crazy about Peggy? Hey, what does Dad think of her?
He thinks she's charming.
That's all I needed to know. That's all she needed to do. Come here. I knew it. I knew that once she put her foot inside this house, everybody'd love her as much as I do. Hey, Mother, I'm going to call her room just to say good morning. It's high time she woke up.
Oh, Carter, dear, why don't you let her sleep?
Nothing doing. I've waited long enough. Give me Miss Young's room. Oh, well, keep on ringing. Well, she isn't in her room. I bet she's down at breakfast, and here I am sitting talking to you.
Well, why don't you call her maid and find out? Evelyn will know where she is.
Good idea. Marshall, find Evelyn and send her in here, will you, please? Right away, yes. Yes, in Mrs. Trent's room. Thank you. You know, somehow I can't see Peggy going down to breakfast alone. She couldn't get over how big this house was. I thought she'd wait for me to come and show her the way.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Miss Young, where is she? At breakfast?
Oh, no, sir. I don't think so,
well,
sir.
Where is she?
I have a note here for you, Mr. Trent.
A note? Well, did she write me a note this morning? What? I don't understand it. I don't understand what she means.
What is it, Carter?
Well, she's gone. She says she's gone to the Somerset Hotel.
Peggy's gone to a hotel? Oh, no, she couldn't have done a thing like that. Carter, let me see that note.
Well, it says... What time did Miss Young give you this note, Evelyn?
Oh, Mr. Carter, I know you're going to be awfully angry with me. I know...
Evelyn, what are you trying to say?
Well, Miss Young left last night. It was after she came home from the party, Mrs. Trent.
What?
She didn't want me to say anything about it. I didn't know what to do, Mrs. Trent, because she asked me not to.
Oh, really?
Well, she reminded me that you'd assigned me as her personal maid and asked me not to say anything about her leaving until this morning.
Well,
she didn't want me to disturb anyone.
Well, you shouldn't have let her leave this house without notifying us. How could you do such a thing?
But, Mr. Carter,
but why did she go to the hotel? Look, all the note says is that she'll explain everything to me when she sees me in Elmwood. In Elmwood?
Evelyn. Did anything happen? Did anyone telephone her? Or did she get a message from her parents?
I don't know, Mrs. Trent. I don't know anything about it, except that she asked me to call a taxi for her.
A taxi? Why didn't you come and tell me?
Well, I couldn't, Mr. Carter. I couldn't because...
Evelyn, you should have come straight to us and told us. Oh, it's perfectly ridiculous. Did she take her luggage with her?
No, ma'am. She didn't take anything with her.
But I don't understand, Evelyn. She must have given you some reason for leaving.
Of course.
Didn't she tell you anything?
No, sir.
Say anything?
No, sir. Well,
did she call anybody beforehand? Did she talk to anybody on the telephone?
Well, she said she was going to see somebody she knew at the Somerset Hotel.
Somebody she knew? Why, who in the world could she possibly know at the Somerset Hotel?
The only person she knows there is Mr. Bradley. You know, the man who called on you, Mother, Mr. Curtis Bradley. He's staying there.
Yes, I remember Mr. Bradley. But why would she go to him at that time of night? Evelyn. Yes. Now, Evelyn, tell me, what happened? Miss Young must have said something.
Well,
you can't stand there and tell me that she didn't say anything at all.
No, ma'am. She didn't say a thing. All she said was that she had to go see this friend of her father's in a hurry, and that she didn't want to worry you or Mr. Carter about it, and would I please not say anything, and would I please call a taxi for her, and would I please give Mr. Carter this note in the morning?
But, Evelyn, you know you should have come straight to me, or you should have told Mr. Trent at once.
Right.
Oh, I just never heard of such a thing. Allowing her to go out without a word... Calling a taxi for her and all the rest of it.
Oh, please don't be angry, Mrs. Trent. I was only doing what I thought I ought to do when I was assigned to look after her. When it was my job to please her. And she's such a lovely young lady.
You may go, Evelyn. That's quite enough.
Oh, yes, ma'am. But please don't be angry, Mrs. Trent. I only did what I thought was right.
Get me to Somerset Hotel, quick.
Oh, Carter.
Good grief, I can't. Somerset Hotel? Is Miss Peggy Young registered there? Miss Peggy Young.
Carter, I just can't believe that she'd do such a thing. It just doesn't seem possible. What do you suppose is the matter?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Carter, are you sure you didn't quarrel with her? Are you sure you didn't have an argument and upset Peggy?
Oh, Mother, of course I didn't. Look, we came home from the dance. I showed her to her room. I kissed her goodnight and told her I'd see her in the morning. And, what? What, you mean she's checked out? But she can't have gone.
Carter, I don't understand this at all. I never heard of a young girl behaving like this. Imagine a guest walking out of a house without a word to her hostess.
Mother, you don't seem to realize Peggy's gone. Now I've got to find out what happened. I've got to find out what's upset Peggy. And find out what drove her away from here last night.
Carter, where are you going?
You know exactly where I'm going. I'm going back to Elmwood.
Carter hurriedly telephones for a plane reservation, completely at a loss as to why Peggy has left so unexpectedly. He's aware that his mother may understand Peggy's sudden departure better than he. And now a message from our sponsor. Peggy Young comes home. Be sure to join us next time on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking.